Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the New York Mets and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting second. The second baseman, Rod Cannell. Batting third. The third baseman, Felix Mantilla. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Frank Thomas. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Marv Throneberry. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Elio Chacon. Batting eighth. The catcher, Choo Choo Coleman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Jackson. Pitching for the New York Mets, Al Jackson. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kurt Flood. Batting second. The second baseman, Julian Javier. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill White. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Charlie James. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bobby Smith. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gene Oliver. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Julio Gatte. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Gibson. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Bob Gibson. And now, play ball. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn strikes out. One out. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cannell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Jackson, and towards Cannell, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cannell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Marv Throneberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Throneberry strikes out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a pop-up towards short. Gatte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elio Chacon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chacon hits a pop-up towards first. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cannell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Choo-choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman bunts towards third. Boyer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Al Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson bunts towards first. White scoops it up and throws to first, with Javier covering, for the out. Coleman moves to second. One out. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Ashburn strikes out. Oliver drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Ashburn out. Two outs. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 0 for 1 in the game. Cannell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gatte misplays the ball. That's an error on Gatte. Coleman scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Mets. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gibson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Gene Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chacon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Julio Gatte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gatte strikes out. Two outs. Bob Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cannell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Javier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry is 0 for 1 in the game. Thornberry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hickman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thornberry moves to second. Elio Chacon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chacon is 0 for 1 in the game. Chacon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0 for 1 in the game. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mantilla fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0 for 1 in the game. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chacon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Choo-choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Coleman hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 0 in the game. Jackson strikes out. Two outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0 for 2 in the game. Ashburn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 0 for 2 in the game. Cannell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ashburn moves to third. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Boyer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Thomas. Boyer reaches second base with a double. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. James hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cannell fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Bobby Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mantilla fields it and throws to first for the out. James moves to second. Two outs. Gene Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Coleman for a passed ball. James moves to third. Gene Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mantilla fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Thornberry hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hickman strikes out. Oliver drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Hickman out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Julio Gatte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gatte is 0 for 1 in the game. Gatte hits a line drive into right field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 1 in the game. Gibson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0 for 2 in the game. Flood hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gibson moves to second. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0 for 2 in the game. Javier hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Elio Chacon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chacon is 0 for 2 in the game. Chacon hits a line drive to left field. Smith throws towards the infield. Gibson fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Gibson. Chacon moves to second. Charlie Neal pinch runs for Elio Chacon. Choo Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Score that a fielder's choice. Al Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson bunts towards the mound. Gibson fields it and throws to first for the out. Neal moves to third. Coleman moves to second. One out. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ashburn is walked intentionally. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cannell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Javier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Gatte fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Charlie Neal now playing shortstop. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Boyer hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. James hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a line drive off the glove of Cannell, and into shallow right field. Smith reaches second base with a double. James moves to third. Gene Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-2 in the game. Oliver is walked intentionally. Red Schoendienst pinch hits for Julio Gatte. Red Schoendienst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schoendienst hits a ball on the ground towards short. Neal fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dal Maxville now playing shortstop. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-3 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thornberry takes first base on ball 4. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hickman hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Joe Christopher now playing left field. Stan Musial pinch hits for Bob Gibson. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Manny Minoso pinch runs for Stan Musial. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mantilla fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0-for-3 in the game. Javier takes first base on ball 4. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-3 in the game. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Javier moves to third. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Neal fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Lindy McDaniel now pitching. Choo Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Coleman takes first base on ball 4. Al Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDaniel fields it and throws to first for the out. Coleman moves to second. One out. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Coleman moves to third. Two outs. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cannell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDaniel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. James hits a ball on the ground towards short. Neal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Smith hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Christopher. Smith reaches second base with a double. Gene Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Oliver hits a pop-up towards third. Mantilla settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxville hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 1, and St. Louis Cardinals, 0. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.